All right. So for the slight delay in starting, welcome to Lightning Lightning Talks. We have a set of very nice speakers who will speak for no more than 256 seconds. Handing over to these guys.
Thank you. My name is Salve Nielsen. I'm part of the Perl and Raku community. I've been at the stand in Building K, and you're still welcome, even if it's only a few minutes left of the event. I'm here to present contributing YAML to you, but Piotr here is also here.
Hi, I'm Piotr Karwasz. I'm part of the Apache Software Foundation. I work mostly on Apache Log4j and Commons.
So, contributing YAML. The question here, most of us who have been involved in open source is, I need help with my project, but there's stuff that I don't know how to do. I can code, but I would love to have a website.
I have a meetup, but needs help finding speakers.
I'd like a logo for my project.
I need help with translating and internationalization.
Lots of types of problems. And we have a file out there in use called contributing.markdown that covers how to do some contributions, but it doesn't go into detail, so I was thinking, could we make this machine readable and add something extra in it?
Okay, so we change the extension and call it contributing.yaml.
So, what we want to do with this is help maintainers communicate their project status, their support intentions, and their support needs.
So by project status, we mean active, archived, done, abandoned, adoptable, stuff that you already find in some ecosystems. Some of these statements can be done, but non-maintainer. Of course, a maintainer will not say it's abandoned.
With intentions, we could explicitly state that, yes, this project is actually maintained, or say something about how much it is maintained, casually or not at all, or we only do security fixes, or there's actually commercial support available, or anything else that would be of that kind.
By support needs means everything a project can need, besides code contributions like code review, community building, bug, and even security triage, graphic design, writing articles, mentoring, summer of code, and many, many more.
This is actually part of a specification and standardization track at ECMA. We are the part of the TC54 track. We're called contribution.yaml, and we are creating the JSON schema that describes this information.
Yes, so the number, the code number is TC54TG4. So something we want to ask users is to give us their use cases and stories.
If you ever wish to have some kind of help, we have already lots of examples, but there are many activities out there. So if you have good user stories and experiences in running your open source community, please reach out and tell us some of your stories so we can put this into the specification.
The way we work, we have a bi-weekly meeting, EU evening, morning in the US. We work asynchronously on the CycloneDX stack. Right now we have a shared Google Doc, but once we advance a little bit more, we'll give it on Git.
Yeah, and we'd love to join you in this work. This is Slack invite here. We are already a bunch of people here. Myself and Piotr, as I mentioned, since we're on stage, but we've had lots of support from Steve Springer, from Chris Amelia, and a host of other people. While we have many experienced inboard, and don't have the complete experience. And if you would like to help us, you're super welcome.
Thank you. Aki Braun. I am a rapporteur on a couple of different standards for the CRA. I'm here to talk to you about falsehoods I have overheard from FOSDEM attendees about the CRA. I'm not going to give you my whole bio because we don't have time. There's more slides than we can get through. I'm going to see if I can get to the bonus round. Okay, first of all, we're going to start with just talking about open source projects generally. First one, I'll have to pay a big fine if my open source project has a vulnerability that I haven't mitigated. Totally false, because open source projects that are not part of like a commercial activity are exempt from all that. You don't have to do anything. You can just keep doing what you're doing. All right, donation.